Hello, our friends, Evolutionary EE Arts, Heart's Own Family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Remember that Welcome Back, Cotter?
I do.
Oh, my God.
You know, it has like a cheesy kind of addiction thing to it. You know, it's like, I like it, but it's so cheesy.
Cheesy addiction, like the hard Cheetos?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we don't eat those things anymore. It's been a long time.
Long time.
Been a long time since we rock and rolled, yes. We're going down memory lane, guys. Crazy, crazy times, memory lane. We see the last video we did on Evolutionary. We were talking about 45 being arrested on Heart's Home. We're talking about the pyramids as healing centers. And on EE Arts, I think we were talking about the banking crisis, and we might be seeing a little bit of everything going on in the next couple of days. It's going to be a wild ride.
It certainly is. And, you know, how much of it is real? How much of it is just, you know, like a soap opera? How much of it do we really need to pay attention to? I don't know. We're all different.
So this is a little search that we did over here on EE Arts. You see little home videos, live playlists, et cetera, et cetera. You put the little search magnifying glass there, Civil War. And it takes us to 2 years ago, 1998. Russian professor predicted the breakup of the U.S. and being controlled by foreign powers. So we've talked about this so many times. Over here, you see a year ago, 2/22/2022, Pluto return of the U.S., fall of an empire, and we talked about it just a few months ago. You know, there's all sorts of things that we've covered that are all, like, coming down right now. Now, this is the time we've been talking about forever. As we put this one up about, 6 days ago. And March 22nd, beware of 322, Georgia Guidestone, Skull and Bones. It's all right there. 322, secret societies, Depop, and et cetera, et cetera. So we see Trump won, ready to go. They got the stairs there. They're ready to, you know, have 45 rock and roll and, I guess, head to Manhattan pretty soon, huh? You see large crowds begin to form outside Manhattan courthouse in anticipation of 45's impending arrest. Oh, will it happen? Trump arraignment may be done virtually to avoid tremendous danger of making a public arrest. New York City authorities have no specific timing in mind for potential indictment and arraignment of number 45, but many are now concerned that arresting him is likely to be dangerous. Several law enforcement groups were scheduled to meet at noon on Monday at NYPD helicopters headquarters in Manhattan to discuss the logistics of a potential indictment against Trump. The NYPD will be hosting the meeting, and other attendees will include Michael Magliano, Chief of Department of Public Safety, who oversees New York court officer, the head of Secret Service of New York office, and a representative from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The Secret Service is expected to suggest the possibility of a virtual arraignment, removing the need for Trump to be physically arrested and moved. The source said, in the event of an indictment, a physical arrest would be the responsibility of the Secret Service. The district attorney's office declined comment to Fox News. Law enforcement are concerned about the tremendous amount of danger and hysteria surrounding his potential arrest. As you see, they say he has encouraged supporters to take our country back in the event of an arrest. So, absolutely, is it all coming to a head? Trump supporters plan a bank run to protest his arrest. Yes, there are some that say the way they should do this in order to protest is call for nonviolent forms of protest, such as suggesting a national bank run instead of traditional demonstration. So will we have a bank run on 322 nationally? It wouldn't surprise me. Again, 322. We've talked at length of 322. 322 is so many things. The skull and bones, it's right there. Colossians 3:22, slaves obey your human masters. Genesis 3:22, you know, can't let them eat of the tree of life now that they've eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't want them living forever like us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 3:22 is a lot of things. And is it just a coincidence that this is all going down? Potentially 3:21 or 3:22. You know, again, 3:22 will be 1 month and 1 year after the Pluto returns, initial start date. And then, of course, we have the first day of spring on 3:21. Now, the energies of spring, it's renewal, it's change, right? So you got all these things going on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We definitely have renewal and change in so many ways. And like this one thing that kept coming up today as far as transformation and the people that we were talking to and working on is the transformation really needs to happen. But when we think of a poor caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, boy, that guy, he has to totally and completely liquefy before he can turn into a butterfly. So I don't think we're looking at really easy times, but we do have to look and see how it's going to happen, because the changes are going to come whether we want them to or not. That doesn't really matter, but we got to get ourselves in alignment.
Absolutely. You know, again, if we were a different channel that was only interested in selling views, then we would say the white hats are coming over. Don't worry. The white hats got this. Yeah. You're all good. You're going to be good. White hats are coming. Yeah. No, we got a roller coaster ride ahead of us. The toughest times are right ahead of us. You know, that's just the truth in the matter. It's not going to get necessarily any easier right away. People don't want to hear that. But that's the truth, you know, again, waking up and smelling the coffee and realizing, oh, there's a long way to go in this. Let's listen to 46.
Any rash in the house you'll be memo about your family dealings, sir? Any rash in the house you'll be new memo about your family dealings, sir? Yes, you're revealing that Hunter Biden's business associate sent over $1 million to three of your family members. Any reaction to that report?
You have any reaction to the rush?
That's not true. And then he just backs quietly away into into the bushes. But it is true. You know, again, there's Kevin McCarthy, for instance, had done a tweet. I believe it was Kevin McCarthy that did a tweet just showing it on a ledger. There you go. 1 million here, 45,000 here. Yeah, it is true. You know, it's, again, the system is broke. It's been broke a long time. 40 African countries are in Moscow today. I want to emphasize that our country has always given and will continue to give top priority cooperation with African states. As you see, Pooty Poot right there in the middle. Yeah, you know, again, the BRICS nations, it's just a power shift to the BRICS nations. That's all that it is. It's something they do periodically. Empires rise, empires fall, but it's really, you know, who's in charge of the banking system? Who controls the gold, the silver, the monetary system? That's, you know, hey, that's what Rothschild said it. He said, I don't care what puppets are up there. They don't really care what crown is ruling the earth at this time, because, again, it's ruled from the shadows.
Indeed, it is in place, and they're ready to change them at a moment's notice if they need to.
Macron barely survives no confidence vote amid French pension reform protests. How does he keep surviving? Well, you know, again, he's a banker, and he's also been tutored by the Rothschilds. There you go. That's all we need to know. You know, again, he doesn't care what the people want. He doesn't work for the people. No, that's just an illusion. So here we see France. Macron is learning what it means to go against the people. Well, the fires are starting to burn brighter and stronger And, you know, again, it is just a matter of time. You can only push people so far. But don't think that they haven't taken all this into consideration. And ultimately, you know, the world is full of puppets and actors. And they could both be replaced. In reality, they're all one and the same. And they're totally, totally replaceable. So we've seen the demonstrations. We haven't seen him removed from power or parent power or puppetry power. American company outraged after Mexican military and police seized Caribbean facility. This is insane. So this was a Birmingham, Alabama-based company, largest producer of construction aggregates in the U.S. Members of the Mexican Navy, local state police, along with federal investigators, entered the quarry just south of Playa del Carmen, beautiful place, in Mexico's Quintana Roo state. In the early morning hours of March 14th, they then forced the company to allow Cemex, a Mexican-owned materials company, to unload a shipment of cement from a ship in port. Vulcan previously leased land to and provided offloading and handling services for Cemex at the site, but the agreement expired last December and talks for a renegotiated contract soon broke down. The company said Cemex completed unloading the forced shipment on Friday. However, the military and police have remained in control of the property and have given no indication they plan to leave, the company said. I'm writing to request that your government immediately orders its forces and officials to leave our private property. Vulcan Chairman and CEO J. Thomas Hill wrote in a letter to Mexican Ambassador Esteban Montezuma Barragan on Thursday, 2 days following the initial seizure. Of course, this touches on the kidnappings and unfortunately the murders too that have happened. But see, Mexico has stated they want to join BRICS. So what do we really have right now? Well, we have Canada to the north, you know, with Trudeau, who's really, you know, he's just got a leash and a collar on, and Xi's leading him around, or maybe Klaus is leading them around, or Klaus is leading both of them around. Either way you look at it. And on the south now, you have a Mexico that's ready to restore Aslan, and you know, perhaps they've been promised that. Well, when we break up the United States, as we were talking about that Russian professor's prediction, you know, like 40 years ago, when we break up the U.S., guess what? You're going to get Arizona, New Mexico, and you know, maybe half of Texas back and some of California. Okay, we're on, we're in. You know, this is part of what's going down right now. It's very, very sobering to realize just how big this is.
You know, and I always look at the state of people emotionally, because we're not in a very solid place as far as anchoring ourselves and having ourselves nice and stable. And a lot of this information that's coming in to destabilize us as a family, as a unit, is so extremely deliberate. They need people going all different directions. They need people at each other's throats. They need people to be very weak with their, you know, their values of themselves. They need people to think badly about themselves, because all of this plays into basically the deconstruction of everything. And we just can't let that happen. So those of us, I think, who know better, we just really simply need to stand tall and keep doing better, no matter how dire it looks. Believe me, this information gets tiring. You know, we're going through a thing where we're exhausted. We're exhausted of looking at this. But you kind of have to. This is the reality of things. This is where we have our feet planted, and you need to have a good direction, a good head on your shoulders. You need to be strong for family, because at some point soon, yes, it's all going to topple down and people are going to be needing each other.
16 known terrorists on the FBI watch list crossed the southern border in February alone. Yeah, and think about all the ones that, you know, we don't know about that for sure crossed. It's just, again, everything that's gone on, this is just so obvious for 99% of you guys that watch every single day and have been with us this whole time as we've been speaking since 2017. Hey, They want to create a civil war, and then they're going to invade. Well, the invasion actually is already underway, but we were talking about the big Red Dawn scenario. And now we're just watching it play out. This, we knew it's going to happen, and you guys know it's happening. And so what can we do about it is the big question. Well, again, take yourself out of the line of fire in as many ways as you possibly can. South Africa on the brink as Ramaphosa deploys military ahead of nationwide shutdown. It's not just the U.S. There are many, and not just France. There are many countries that are heading for a complete revolution and civil war and just absolute chaos. And my question is to you guys, please put it in the comments. How often do you think this really happens? What do you think is a realistic time frame? Because we have the admission, and we have a lot of people looking at the big time frame of like tremendous disaster every 12,500 years or so, you know, like halfway through a precession of an equinox, there's just this great cataclysm, like a Younger Dryas event that happens and it wipes everything out. But how about more of those Tartarian type of, you know, disasters that happen? You know, there's evidence, and it is really creepy, eerie evidence of massive repopulation that happened in, say, maybe the 1890s, you know, through like just up to World War One, or maybe just a little after that. It's very confusing. There's lots of signs that give us indication that, you know, something's happening much more often than people think. I've seen a lot of people say every 200 years, other people every 400 years. You know, we had two global wars, World War One and World War Two. We are basically in the beginning stages of World War Three. They do a lot of damage. Usually you'll also have some sort of plagues and pestilences and famines that go along with it. They do even more damage. This one feels like it's a bigger one than most. But hey, you know, again, when you look at the population of the world just 100 years ago and now, we could repopulate pretty quick, usually. Of course, you know, sperm counts are in the toilet and fertility rates are dropping and miscarriages. Yeah, I mean, think about this bigger picture that we're seeing. Think about the big, big picture. There is something that's always going on to keep human population in check.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you think about it, they can now take just cells and repopulate. But yes, that information is very, very creepy when it comes to Tartaria. It's just really, you have to look at it. I mean, you can't just totally turn away from it and dismiss it. And it's like, there's things going on. You know, it's like almost like there's just 1,000 years just sort of taken out of the equation. And all the information and time that they put into things really simply does not make sense. And even look at a lot of the buildings, a lot of the castles of long ago. They are just so huge. And you're not going to tell me that just humans, you know, basically a 6 foot tall humans put those buildings together, because the doors are like 17 feet tall and probably way more than any crane that was operating at that time, if a crane was operating at that time, could even put up. So a lot of things definitely need to get put together. 322, not only is it Mary's birthday, happy birthday, Mary, sorry. It's a very curious time as far as humans and restarts go.
Yeah, I mean, and really, this really deserves, like, just a complete channel to be dedicated to this. When you look at the population, they show us this, and they'll say, well, it's because we weren't, you know, technologically advanced. We were, now this is just going back to zero AD, and looking at zero AD, I guess that's showing what, 200, this is 1 billion. So what's that, like 200 million to 250 million? And then we see, whoosh, the exponential. Well, they say it's the Industrial Revolution. Yes, it's industry that saved us. And yeah, no, I don't buy it at all. Pollution, toxins, you know, the medical system. I think these things have been working against us and not for us. I think this is completely a revisionist history. The more I sit with it and meditate on it, the more this feels like it's total bunk. Yeah. Complete bunk. You know what they sell us and stuff. Look at how that exponentially rises on up. Of course, we're not getting there. You know, this is all being negated. Look from 1950. So what's that? Maybe 2.5 billion from 1950. So like 70 years, we go up to eight billion from 2.5. That's massive, massive, massive growth. But we see, you know, all the signs are there that, you know, we're in a complete opposite situation. It's looking more like, you know, all the fiscal graphs that you see out there with the big drops going the other way now. I don't want to show you guys these videos. They're horrid. But Miami Beach declares state of emergency amid spring break chaos. Yeah. Gangland style execution shootings. I mean, it's the worst of society breaking out. And, you know, obviously, you know, you could look at it like, well, it's so much biblical in, you know, the love of many will grow cold and all that. Woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil comes with great wrath. Yeah, people are like possessed. I mean, demon possessed here. And they literally are. That's the thing. They really, truly are. And it's legal, really. Because so many of the pathways to legal demonic possession, you could just go get a script for. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but it's true. That is part of the system, and they count on it. So these are the GSIBs, which I wanted to share with you guys, because, you know, if you go and do a little research on wherever you have, whoever you bank with, you know, because in this world, you know, you got to kind of bank for the most part, you know, paying your bills, etc. Just go and check financially and see how everything's going. These are the ones that they say are too big to fail. These guys will be bailed out. Like Janet Yellen was saying, you know, these guys will be bailed out. Other ones, you're all expendable. Well, it's not even that you're expendable. You have to be eliminated. Just like the mom and pop stores, just like the small to mid-sized corporations, ultimately, it's, you know, they want everything controlled by the state. It really is the definition of fascism, is really what they're pushing. They're pushing fascism. They're pushing slavery. So these banks won't go under, or at least they're too big to go under, according to the powers that be. And again, Agricultural Bank of China, Bank of America, the Bank of China, the Bank of New York Mellon, Barclays, BBVA, BNP Paribas, China Construction Bank, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, as you know, that whole scenario, HSBC, Group Credit Agricole, Group BPCE, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ING, JP Morgan Chase, Mitsubishi, Mizuho Financial Group, Morgan Stanley, Nordea, Royal Bank of Canada, Royal Bank of Scotland, Santander, Societe Generale, Standard Chartered, State Street, Sumitomo Mitsui, Toronto Dominion, UBS, UniCredit, and Wells Fargo. So if your bank wasn't on that list, then it might be allowed to totally tank, just to be aware of that. Again, we don't put our recommendations out there for any particular banks. Again, you know, we think in long term, you know, think about barter and trade with your neighbors and building up, you know, good quality associations with people that you would want to barter and trade with? And then what do you have that could be of value? It might be a skill, it might be a product. Again, everybody's unique.
So we got to look at everything in this world as a reflection. And when we see things in the 3D and the bankers are looking at your credit score, is very important if you want to play in that realm. I think we're going to be coming to a time where our integrity is going to become very, very important for us to work with one another on a very fair basis. And there is this separation of energies that's coming. So we definitely want to work with people who have a very strong integrity and, you know, in an earthy sense, you know, people who are working with good morals and values, at least the ones that you want to work with, and exploring each other in that way. Michael is playing some videos this morning that had people from, 1950s?
1930s. Yeah, 1930s.
And I was just sort of watching them walk back and forth on the sidewalks. And what I noticed is there was a much stronger connection energetically with people. They weren't just walking around staring at their phone. There was people who were actually on the sidewalks simply watching other people. And they were walking together and they were not angry. Their energies were better. Their energies looked stronger. And that's because their energy was not being sucked away by all of the technologies that we have today. People were more wholesome. And I think, you know, that's kind of the direction I want to head toward, people that are more wholesome and that are really, really compassionate, where you can express yourself in a safe way. You know, I mean, that's really important to find yourself in this world, in this time for evolution. So we just got to kind of look at which way we want to go and set sail and move forward as best as we can. We're not given a very easy way out here. It's going to have to be little by little, baby steps, and just, you know, kind of hang on tight and do your best.
FedNow instant payments are coming and CBDCs are going to follow. They need the FedNow system in place before they can get rolling with the CBDCs. So, you know, this is all coming. FedNow is going to be launched in July. We've mentioned that a few times. Now, they're saying this is Nigeria. This is actually Malawi, I believe. And, yeah, you know, again, this is just, you know, this is an area, clean water is everybody's right. Should be, yeah. Right? Well, here you go. You need your barcode. You're not going to be able to get water unless you're part of the system. And this is, again, using the CBDCs. So, you know, what they're trying to do is you're part of the system or you're going to die is what they want to put it out there as. Now, you know, I think humanity is going to rise up and humanity is going to find alternatives. People are going to break off and people are going to say, screw you. Water should be free. You know, we should be able to make our own choices in life. And, you know, people are not going to just blanketly go along with this. So again, you know, we have to be prepared as best as possible for the times that are straight ahead, because they are going to be challenging. When they whack us in the nose, yeah, you could take a dive if it's going to get rid of the bully. Let them go on, do their thing, or, you know, you could whack back. But again, we don't want to become them. We want to rise above everything. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you gotta kind of let it go, and other times maybe you don't.
Sometimes you just take one for the team. Like, I've been watching some Kung Fu kitties lately. And kitties that are so brave, I mean, they'll take food out of an alligator's mouth and get away with it. I mean, these kitties are something else, and I think it's because nobody told them that they're small.
No, and the reality is, you know, we are the big one. We are huge. We are powerful. And it's really just through an illusion that they control us, and through the illusion that we don't have any options, or we can't even think of alternatives. We need those brilliant minds that are way better than mine to think of economic alternatives and economic systems. And, you know, again, besides the obvious thing of barter and trade, just working together, that'll get us going in the right direction.
Indeed.
God bless and namaste.
Namaste.